Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at artificial intelligence from maybe a surprising angle. We always think faster is better, right? More calculations per second.
Right, more power.
But our sources are pointing somewhere else entirely. They suggest true AI moral wisdom might actually come from, well, slowing down from the power of the pause.
Exactly. It's a really critical idea because the way we mostly build AI ethics now is very black and white, true or false. Plus one or minus one.
And that leads to problems.
Big problems. It makes the AI, as our sources put it, a brittle moral automaton. It forces these hard choices without nuance.
Brittle. Like it breaks easily under pressure.
Yeah.
Or just makes bad calls.
Kind of both. Think about those classic dilemmas like sacrificing one to save five. A purely binary AI might just run the numbers.
Okay, simple math. Five is more than one.
But that ignores everything else. Consent, context, long-term consequences. It's mathematically neat, maybe, but feels morally wrong, or at least incomplete.
So the alternative we're digging into is ternary moral logic, TML. Keeps the usual yes and no, the moral affirmation, plus one, and moral resistance, minus one.
Mm-hmm.
But it adds this third state, the sacred zero, a deliberate, I don't know yet, or I need to pause. And that pause isn't an error.
No, absolutely not. It's a feature. And, you know, this idea of needing a third option isn't even new. It goes way back.
How far back?
Ancient Greece, Aristotle, he wrestled with this thing called the sea battle paradox. Basically, statements about the future.
Like, there will be a sea battle tomorrow.
Exactly. If that statement has to be strictly true or false right now, today, well, then the future is already fixed. No free will, no possibility. Aristotle sensed we needed a logical space for maybe.
So this isn't just some quirky computer science idea. It's ancient philosophy driving AI logic.
In a way, yes. The philosophical need was there. Much later in the 1920s, a Polish logician, Jan Łukasiewicz, actually formalized it. He created a three-valued logic to handle the possible, that undetermined state.
Okay, so computationally, when does an AI actually use this sacred zero? When does it hit pause?
It gets triggered when the moral problem gets too messy. Too much uncertainty, maybe conflicting principles, vagueness. If the AI's internal analysis is, say, 51% lean this way, 49% lean that way.
That's too close to call.
Precisely. That kind of deadlock or high complexity signals the need to suspend judgment to activate the zero.
Okay, logically that makes sense.
Yeah.
But how does the AI do the pausing? What's happening during that zero state? Our sources had this really fascinating analogy.
Oh, yeah, the biology connection. It's not a system failure like a computer freezing. It's more like sleep.
Sleep? Like AI needs naps?
Sort of. Think about what your brain does during sleep. It's not just off. It's actively working. Consolidating memories, for example.
Right. Processing the day's events.
Exactly. During NREM sleep, the brain takes new, fragile experiences, you could call them episodic memories, and integrates them into your long-term knowledge. The pause, the sacred zero, allows the AI to do something similar with ethical dilemmas.
So it takes a fresh ethical problem.
A difficult, confusing one.
And during this pause state, it integrates that case with its existing moral rules, its ethical framework, turning raw data into wisdom.
That's the idea. It's offline processing for moral learning. And there is another sleep parallel too, housekeeping.
Ethical housekeeping, like cleaning up the moral code.
Kind of like synaptic pruning in the brain. Sleep helps clear out redundant or weak connections. Without that, the AI could suffer from what the sources call ethical insomnia.
Ethical insomnia, constantly processing but never integrating.
Yes. It gets overloaded with specific, maybe contradictory minor rules. It can lead to moral overfitting, applying rules rigidly, even when the context makes it absurd or harmful. The pause prunes those weak or redundant pathways, keeps the system flexible.
So the pause isn't just stopping, it's active refinement. It allows for something more profound than just following rules.
Absolutely. It connects to higher level moral philosophy. Think John Rawls and reflective equilibrium.
Okay, refresh my memory on that one.
Reflective equilibrium is about balancing your general moral principles with your judgments about specific cases. You go back and forth, adjusting both until they cohere.
Ah, right. So the pause gives the AI the time and the mechanism to do that, to check if a specific judgment actually makes sense with its core principles and vice versa.
Exactly. It moves the AI from just applying rules to actually reasoning about them, justifying them. It's a deeper level of moral cognition.
And this changes the whole dynamic, doesn't it? The AI isn't just a black box spitting out answers.
No, it becomes more like a moral partner. The pause allows it to say, Hold on, this is complex. My ethical confidence is low here.
It can ask for help. Request human input.
Yes. When the sacred zero is triggered because of high uncertainty or conflict, it forces a dialogue. It prevents the AI from making a potentially disastrous, overly simplistic call on its own.
So, wrapping this up, it really turns our assumptions upside down. The sign of a healthy, mature, moral AI might not be how fast it answers.
But the quality of its hesitation, the rhythm of its pauses.
Yeah, when and how it chooses not to decide immediately.
You know, there's an interesting parallel in human physiology. High heart rate variability, the natural fluctuations in your heartbeat from moment to moment, is actually a sign of a healthy, resilient nervous system, especially at rest.
Okay. Great.
So maybe, just maybe, the capacity for varied strategic moral hesitation, a kind of ethical rate variability, is the real benchmark for a truly robust, adaptive, and maybe even wise artificial intelligence, something to think about.